On tonight's Hillbilly Nerd Talk, watching cat videos, 10 things cats hate, the movie Inside Out, and Greece's financial crisis.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk with Hank and Petra.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk. I'm Hank.
And I'm Petra.
And we have a whole show tonight dedicated to our studio audience.
To our furry little studio audience.
All right, maybe not the whole show, but yes, we have a pet cat for any new listeners named Chairman Meow. And Chairman Meow, you have some articles about
yes,
cats.
Yes. What did we do last night? What did you do to cheer me up? Because I was having the worst day ever.
You did have the worst day ever, didn't you?
I just really had a bad day.
Nah, we all do. It's good. We watch cat videos, of course.
Yes.
What else will put you in a mood besides cat videos? Here comes Chairman Meow jumping on the lap.
There is nothing to cheer you up faster than cat videos with a cat on your lap. That's.
I thought the fail videos would work pretty well, too. That way you always feel like, yeah, it could have been worse.
Yeah, that helps.
I didn't break anything. I didn't fall off a roof.
Yeah, we watched cat videos and fail videos. And,
didn't have a major car wreck or anything?
No, I kind of finished my day by filleting my thumb open, trying to chop a watermelon up. I mean, just absolutely, like one of those gory, gross cuts. It's so bad, I haven't taken the bandage off today. Like, I'm not checking it. It was so deep and so gross, I just put pressure on it, wrapped it up, and was like,
ran and hid.
I ran and hid.
Ran and hid.
Well, all right. And also, all right.
That's like one of those fail videos when somebody gets hurt and they get up and just start running.
That's what I did.
They just don't know what else to do. That's great. It's kind of what happened.
I'd had it. I was 1,000% done with that day. Okay. I was just all day long. My stomach had been tore up. I had mud butt. I felt awful. And like, we have people coming over. So I'm just like, get it together. Get it together. Petra, you got to get it together. And then I cut my hand. I'm like, fuck this. Just done.
Like, I'm done with this 4th of July bullshit.
I took my iPad. I went and hid and played solitaire for like the whole time that you had people over. I was the worst hostess in the world.
In one of our vacant apartments.
I did.
No furniture. Just sitting
there
by yourself. That's great.
There was toilet paper. I was happy.
Well, there you go. You had toilet paper, an iPad, and a big bandage like he'd been in Vietnam.
I kept pressure on my hand the whole time.
Like somebody did a field dressing on you.
Oozing. Oh, it was gross. It was so gross. I just had it. And then after everybody left.
Yeah, I just told people the truth, basically. I just said, hey, you know, Petra's having the worst day ever, and she ran and hid in a vacant apartment.
There's nothing else that you can say at that point. I mean, I was so done, and I was really glad you weren't mad at me or anything. I couldn't face people at that point.
I told them about the fillet of thumb and the whole.
Yeah. Dang.
So it happens.
I do that sometimes really bad, and I'm beginning to wonder if it's the knife set or if it's just me. Me and those knives. I've never done that before in my life, before we got this set of knives. And I've done it routinely since we got these knives.
You know, you're ridiculous to even think that. The knives.
How many times
it's not
have
the knives.
I cut the shit out of myself?
I love you, but it's not the knives.
I want another set of knives.
They're not possessed with some spirit of a...
I don't think they're possessed. I think that I just handled these, like, wrong, and I need something...
More cavewoman-like?
Yes, yes. I want a hatchet and a tomahawk or something. Something that does not chop my whole freaking hand into bloody, gory bits. And it usually comes in threes, so, you know, I can expect three more good chops.
All right, but what we did,
we watched cat videos to cheer me up.
Cat videos and fail videos work every time.
All right, and there is a new study that has proven that watching cat videos online can be positive and helps increase productivity.
I think it's funny that somebody even came up with the idea to do a study on people who watch cat videos.
They actually said this, yeah.
All right, cat video watcher.
Jessica Gall Merrick, an assistant professor at Indiana University, recently surveyed 7,000 people to study how cat videos affect their moods.
Okay. Well, I can't imagine it wouldn't perk anybody up a little bit.
Exactly.
Oh, they're funny.
Some people may think watching online cat videos isn't a serious enough topic for academic research, but the fact is that it's one of the most popular uses of the internet today. If we want to better understand the effects of the internet, the effects the internet may have on us as individuals and on society, then researchers can't ignore internet cats.
Internet cats. Chairman Meow's right on your lap. I'm petting her while you're reading. This is a good little family exercise here.
After completing the study, people reported that they felt more energetic and positive. They felt less anxiety, sadness, and annoyance.
Did that work with you last night?
It did. Many people also reported that they watch cat videos as a form of procrastination from their daily tasks. Merrick doesn't see this as a bad thing. Even if they are watching cat videos on YouTube to procrastinate or while they should be working, the emotional payoff may help people take on tough tasks afterwards. And I feel better after having a good cat video laugh and everything. I feel like I can handle things a little bit better. I just spooked her.
Well, everybody needs a little distraction once in a while. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and it can clear your head and get you ready to do an important task.
Sure.
So I totally understand that. And especially after a really, really bad day, it was a huge perk, a huge pick-me-up. And I appreciated that you were not just tolerant. You sat on the couch and watched goofy videos with me. You were wonderful.
Aww.
You were.
That's nice.
Very supportive.
Sounds like I got some husband points.
You did. You got lots and lots of husband points.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, our little kitty's nice to have around. When you have the animal you're watching, of course, that helps too.
You know, and it's kind of funny because sometimes I feel like I'm bad for ignoring Chairman Meow and watching other cats on the internet. It's almost like, oh my God, I'm ignoring my spouse and watching porn or something. No. But I do. But then when I get to play with her and feed her and everything, I don't know. I share a lot of that happiness from those cat videos and everything with her. And I think it's good.
What is it in our DNA that makes us love animals? For the most part, everybody loves either a cat or a dog, a minimum of those. And then others, of course, there's a million other, but that is just somewhere programmed in our DNA, isn't it?
It's deep. It's deep. And there have been studies done, the big eyes and everything, like baby animals especially, they do it for us. They bring out all of our protective instincts. They're like human babies.
Like the aliens with their big eyes.
Yes.
Those big almond eyes.
We just want to take care of them.
That's why. That's why it's in our DNA, because it's from them.
Okay, that is a good theory, Hank.
I'm going with that.
Have you been probed recently?
No, not recently. It's been a few months.
Okay.
They're coming back anytime.
All right. You're expecting them soon?
Yep.
That was kind of ornery of me.
Yep, expecting them anytime. Now that I'm in a new place, maybe they can't find me as easy.
That's true. That's true. It may totally confuse them because it's not even very far. They'd just be like, we know he's around here somewhere, but we can't find him.
Well, the other thing, too, and it's not just emotional. There's been a million medical studies all the time on lowering blood pressure, lower stress, lower, you know, risk of all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, it's certainly a...
Animals are
very
important to us.
They are. No doubt.
And I can't imagine... You know, for the longest time, I didn't have a warm fluffy. I had reptiles and fish for years. And that satisfies a certain...
Something.
Well, I don't have them anymore, but I'm over here taking care of my plants and things like that and all too. And it's just almost the same level of, you know, you have to take care of them. They don't love you back, but you have to take care of them.
Yeah.
And there's something very satisfying in that for me. I enjoy that. I really do. I enjoy taking care of plants or reptiles that don't care or fish that Well, they're excited to see you because they're getting fed. Fish are actually more interactive, I think, than reptiles are.
But, yeah, probably.
But,
oh, well.
But that's good. That's a good thing, and I enjoy that. But then I got a cat, and it's like, oh, my God, this thing is never going to leave me alone. I can't go to the bathroom alone. She has to go with me. If you get into bed, here she comes. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, wow, this is intense for me.
That takes it to another level for sure.
It does.
And then dogs are even another level from that, I think.
Oh, God, yeah, they are.
Not that one's better than the other. They're just different. But, my goodness, dogs are certainly, they just worship people.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's an amazing quality.
Well, it's been bred into them for thousands of years and everything. And that interaction between a person and a dog. I feel bad for dogs that don't get the love that they need, the attention that they need. I really do.
You know, that's one thing, without exaggeration, dead serious. Somebody who, to me, would hurt a dog or a cat that's just a defenseless, I don't know. Dogs even more than cats, because they just totally love you. I mean, somebody might at some time, a cat being feral and this and that. But
yeah.
But a dog, it's a pet that loves you.
No matter what you do to it.
They would never give you a real reason to abuse them.
No.
I guess you could come up with some scenario of it attacked your kid or attacked you or something. But
yeah,
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just Joe Blow that has a dog and abuses it. That person, yeah. No exaggeration, death in my perfect world.
Yeah. Yeah.
That disgusts me when I see those stories like that.
Yeah, it does me too. Either abuse or the bad cases of neglect.
Yes.
That bothers me so much. That bothers me so, so much. Because our cats, our dogs, and I kept aquarium animals, reptiles and fish and things like that. They are 100,000% dependent on you for their food, for their well-being, for their clean water, their clean cage and everything like that. It's a huge responsibility. You can't, oh, well, I don't feel like it tonight. You got to do it. You got to take care of them.
You know, literally to these animals, you're a god.
Yeah.
Literally. Like we would think of as a concept of a god to us. That's what they are. Or, I mean, that's what we are to them.
Yeah. Yeah. We
provide
take care
their food,
of all their needs.
Shelter. Emotional needs. Everything in their life evolves around us giving it to them.
So
they die without us.
Think about that. If you're going to have a pet, take care of them, please.
Yeah.
Please.
And it's good that I would 80-90% of people are halfway responsible. You think?
Yeah.
I hope it's that much. You think it's that much?
I'm sure a full 80% of people are great pet owners.
And 20% would be just awful.
I wouldn't say awful. I'm going to say there are like 5% that are awful. Okay. That are awful. Probably another 10% that are not good, you know, but maybe not like newsworthy awful.
Yeah.
And then another 5% that are, if they knew better, they would be a good pet owner.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. I guess I was just trying to get on the, in general, people, you know, being good or evil kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, the God thing, because that's what you are to
these
cats.
Yeah, to them. To them.
And I think most people are good. Most people are a good God.
Okay.
I suppose.
Well, speaking of that, what makes cats unhappy? Here's my next article.
So the first one was watching cat videos makes you happier.
Makes me happy. Now what makes my kitty unhappy?
I love this. What makes Chairman Meow unhappy? This should be 50 billion things long. It should be more like what makes them happy. There's much more.
Well, these are extreme things. Like number one on the list, car rides.
That makes them unhappy.
Car rides.
Yeah, no shit. Well, with them, that actually produces shit. That's exactly.
It does. Poor Chairman Meow. She gets so car sick at both ends.
She's just spouting at both ends within
awful.
10 minutes.
And it's literally three miles to the vet. It's awful. It's awful. And
do all cats do that? Apparently, it's in your article, right?
All cats hate car rides. All cats are prone to motion sickness, but not all of them hate them as bad as ours does. Poor Chairman Meow, really, she's a mess with a car ride. Just like humans, cats are creatures of habit. They like to have their territory and their routines and absolutely hate it when any form of change occurs.
They're like me.
Add in the confusing concept of moving vehicle and you're likely to have one unhappy kitty. That's it. Cats dislike car rides for good reason. They are prone to motion sickness, and they may vomit from anxiety alone. It's not just anxiety, and it's not just vomit.
There's anal leakage. Yes. There's definitely anal leakage going on.
She just lays down and, like, opens her mouth and her butt, and it just falls out.
Pees, poops.
Everything.
And vomits just all at the same time. It's a trifecta of cat disgust when Chairman Meow has to go to the vet.
And it was terrible. Now I've learned, though, to drive around a little bit more so that I make sure she does poop so that they can get the stool sample. Because I have not come back trying to chase the cat down for a stool sample. I'm like, there's your stool.
It's not a bad idea.
So.
Yeah, there's your stool, urine, and vomit sample.
Just, all at once.
Just go in there and scoop it up with a big spoon when you open the cage.
And, you know, I take her food away the night before. If I know I'm taking her to the vet, I take her food away. I don't give her food or water for a little while, trying to kind of make it easier on her. No good. No good. There's still something in the kitty.
She musters up some sort of bodily fluid from somewhere.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. There's something in the kitty, and it's coming out. Baths. Cats hate baths.
You think?
Yes.
I've seen a few on the YouTube channel. They seem to like it, but very few do.
Yeah, Chairman Mail hates
Of course.
She really does. And she has gotten dirty a few times in her life, and I have had to bathe her.
Which is weird when you see those videos of those tigers that swim and stalk their prey. Like, they seem to freaking love the water.
There are some breeds of house cat that actually like a Bengal, which is actually crossed with a wildcat. But there are a few breeds of house cats that do like water better than the mutt that is Chairman Meow.
Not our mini puma.
All right.
Not our min pum.
And this one's one on the list, but I think Chairman Meow is pretty tolerant of a belly rub.
Sometimes. It depends. Enjoy your belly and get a little, once in a while.
A cat's predatory instincts are still very much intact, and the stomach is perhaps a cat's most vulnerable area.
Ooh.
Petting a cat's belly often triggers a defensive reaction. Your cat may attack your hand with all paws and claws out.
Well, she has no claws, so you don't get that.
Yeah, she doesn't do that. But
you know, once in a while, they do.
She likes a belly rub, I think.
Yeah, but I know what they're saying. You've had cats that do that.
Yep. Here was last night's problem, too, okay. For her. Loud noises.
Oh, yeah. 4th of July, did not agree with Chairman Meow.
No.
Run and hide in the closet.
Good for her. I still haven't figured out where the hell she's hiding in my closet. I'm going to find something, and it's going to be completely covered in cat hair. And it's going to be like, oh, it's her perch.
She gets in the old Narnia closet somehow.
Yep. A loud noise triggers the cat's flight response.
Of course.
You may see your cat bolt when there's audible commotion. Fireworks, honking car horns, loud parties. But sometimes all it takes is a sneeze to spook a cat. That's true. I can spook her with a sneeze.
Yeah, she comes back pretty quickly.
Yep. Here's one she hates. Getting brushed.
Why is that? You know, they like being petted. It's the same damn thing.
I even try with like a mitt on that's just like a hair mitt.
Little picky bastards.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, hell no. Runs and hides. Some cats may be okay with a brush, especially if their owner has trained them to tolerate from a young age. However, you may find that your cat will struggle and attempt to flee if you come at them with a brush. Cats are very fickle beings, and if they don't feel like being brushed, they will let you know. No kidding.
Yes. Yeah, they're no.
She runs hides.
Yep, run hide.
All right.
Run out of the closet.
Aggressive petting. You're guilty of this. And sometimes she tolerates it, and sometimes she's like, hell no.
Yes, it depends.
Your cat may like to pretend it's a rough and tumble predator, but they're actually big softies. Petting your cat too hard or aggressively will likely annoy your cat and cause it to swat at you with its paws or claws. Petting too aggressively overstimulates your cats and triggers its flight response.
I get the little chirps, usually. Mm-hmm. Every time I pet our cat, she chirp, 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 chirp.
Well, you pet her like she's a 45-pound dog.
So?
She's a 9-pound cat. You're like, bam, 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 bam.
I'm roughing her up.
Rough, 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 rough.
That's right. I'm training her. I'm training her to be a mighty big puma that can kill a rat someday.
And she goes, meow, and runs and hides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get stuck in closets at 4 a.m.
You're still on that one. Poor kitty. Nail cutting. I used to have to do this to Chairman Meow.
How?
All right.
How could you do that with a cat?
Oh,
she's declawed now, by the way.
She's declawed now. But she had some mighty talons. And there talons. She would absolutely positively tear the walls up. She was awful. I mean, there's a reason she's declawed. But I would have to wrap her in a big beach towel. Like, just grab the cat, wrap her, and pull one paw at a time out. And the whole time, she's biting, carrying on, crying, everything else. I mean, just
I've never even heard of that. I didn't know you could even, whatever.
I did it fast. I mean, it was a two-minute operation.
Do you have like a little sander? Like,
nope. I took a pair of clippers.
Holy
and
shit.
And her nails were see-through, so I could definitely see the veins and everything.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't hurt her other than the fact that I'm wrestling with a cat. And you have to get in the floor and kind of wrap your legs around her and everything. I mean, it was a full body ordeal. It was awful. It was awful.
Yeah, that does sound, well. Thank God she's declawed now.
Yeah, but if you didn't do that, she had like needle claws, and she could absolutely shred anything.
Oh, no doubt.
She was a mess. But some cats will tolerate it. Most, no.
I can't imagine any cat tolerating that. No way.
Other cats in their territory.
Hmm.
Cats don't like other cats.
They want to be the queen bee, don't they?
Uh-huh. Unless it's a relative or a housemate, cats are typically not fond of other felines. This comes down to their animal instincts and territorial nature. Cats are naturally solitary creatures and see other cats as competition for food, toys, treats, and attention. Of those cats that do tolerate each other, you may notice that one is more alpha than the other.
Hmm. Well, I suppose that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously some people do have two cats in the same house, and they don't kill each other.
No, but generally they have their own areas of the house.
Oh, really?
Or one has kind of adopted the other one and is more like the mother.
Hmm. Well, okay.
So.
I can go with that.
Sometimes they're not real happy together, even though they're all living in the same house, though. That's what My Cat from Hell is all about.
That is a funny show.
It is. I love that one. German Meow kind of watches it, too. She's interested in all the yowling and carrying on, I think. Too much attention.
They don't like that.
Yes. All right. While a dog can't get enough of its owner's attention, a cat only wants a certain amount. Most cats can't stand it if you follow them around, pick them up all the time, or force them to endure constant petting.
That's the quality that people really, some people that don't like cats, I think that's the quality right there.
Mm-hmm.
The one of, they only want a certain amount of petting, and then they run away or get away.
Yeah.
Whereas dogs want as much as you give, they're ready to
give
some more.
Yeah. Well, if you have the disease to please, if you're a pleaser anyhow, then a cat is a perfect pet for you because you're like, I have won their affection. I mean, that you are rewarded by cat affection because you have finally fed them the right thing or whatever.
Yeah, and then they reject you 5 minutes later. You're like, what'd I do wrong?
And then you get back on the hamster wheel again,
exactly.
Trying to win their affection.
Right.
It's the perfect pet for us. And the opposite of that, not enough attention.
Of course.
Ignoring your cat when it wants your attention will elicit a similarly negative response. If you ignore your cat when it wants to be fed, you may have to put up with hours of meowing or pawing at your leg. Some cats also suffer from separation anxiety, they which are, can result in destructive behavior or accidents outside the litter box. Hi, baby.
No, there's Chairman Meow again.
Hi, baby.
You spooked her off. Now here she comes right
here
back.
Here she comes again. She wants attention now. So there's the 10 things that your cat hates. Too much attention, not enough attention.
Our crazy cat.
Yep.
She's fun.
She is. She is. She's a hoot and a half to be around. She woke me up kneading on me while she was napping. She was asleep and she was purring and kneading like crazy.
Well, I miss Mrs. Wiggles, and it's nice to have Mrs. Wiggles as
our dog.
It was also podcast dog at first when we first started.
Yes.
For a few months, but we're down to one. We're down to Chairman Meow.
I figure we'll get a dog one of these days.
We might.
I figure you need doggy companionship.
Maybe, but a small one. Not that ours was giant, but dang, it was hard losing her.
It was.
And frankly, they're a lot of work. That's one thing, yeah. You know, they were saying, you know, that things cats don't like.
Low maintenance, yeah.
Right. You can go away for a week, potentially, if you had to. At least 3 or 4 days.
If you had to, you could.
Yeah, if you had to, you could set up 2 or 3 litter boxes and stock it. But, yeah, dogs, you've got to have somebody to come in 2 or 3 times a day, like a dog sitter.
Yeah, you do.
To go take them out and all that stuff.
And but Chairman Meow is a very social cat. She's really used to a lot of attention. So we do have her pet sit, too.
Can you believe that, people? We have a cat sitter.
I don't care.
I think it's funny.
I have no problems with that. I think it's shocking that people go away for a week. And
I don't mind. I think it's funny. I'll playfully poke at you. I like, we have somebody comes in about every 3 days and, you know.
Every other day.
Is it every other day?
Every other day and plays with her.
Well, that may be a little much, but whatever.
Meets him at the door.
Yeah, she's our baby, so.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. We saw a movie today that you liked a lot.
I loved this movie. It was fantastic.
Play a little bit of the trailer here. It's from Inside Out is the name of the movie.
So, Riley, how was the first day of school?
Fine, I guess.
Did you guys pick up on that?
Sure did.
Something's wrong.
Signal the husband.
Uh-oh, she's looking at us. What did she say?
Oh, sorry, sir. No one was listening.
Is it garbage night? We left the toilet seat up. What is it, woman? What?
It's cute, right?
I think it's funny that the dad's anger voice is the one that's in charge.
That is funny. So, yeah, the plot is, how do you sum it up quickly?
Wow.
You've got all these voices in your head, like they're saying, and they're different emotions. And so the Pixar animation, the whole movie goes on inside this little girl's head.
And it's her struggle with moving.
Yeah.
And it throws adapting to a new life. It throws everything out of whack.
Right.
And it's really, I swear, I think it's a movie about depression.
It's about, I think it is too. It's certainly a psychology laden for sure.
I think they did a very, very
smart
job of it.
Well, we got disgust, anger, sad, joy, and was there
and
another
fear.
One? And fear, yeah. So you got five. They used
five core,
big
yeah.
emotions.
Yeah.
And so those guys kind of fight it out in your head over how much of one is in control of something and your memories and stuff like that. It's pretty interesting.
Talking about memory islands, like those core memories and everything.
It was kind of like that movie. Remember, and it's been remade a million times, but Inner Space or whatever, where they shrink somebody down to microscopic size and they inject them in somebody, and they and the whole adventure is this microscopic spaceship that's now inside a person's body, and they have to go through the different, you know, they encounter bacteria and they go through the digestive system and they go to different places.
Yeah, it was.
It's like that. Except
it was a little bit, but it was way more emotional.
It's all psychology.
Yeah.
Brain.
I was sitting over there just bawling a couple of times. I felt so bad.
It was so sad, wasn't it?
It was.
There's a little more of it.
I'm joy. This is sadness. That's anger.
What?
This is disgust. And that's fear. We're Riley's emotions. these memories. They're mostly happy, you'll notice, not to brag.
I wanted to maybe hold one.
What happened? Sadness?
She did something to the memory.
Is everything okay?
I don't know.
Take it back, Joy!
Tree! Joy, no,
let's
wait!
Go.
The core memories!
No!
Can I say that curse word now?
So I do a good job with the whole...
Yeah.
All that. That's great. I think people get the idea from hearing this. I'm wondering if people not seeing it will be, what the hell? But I think you can get what's going on there.
I think so. It's very visual. It's Pixar.
Oh,
it's
my.
Beautifully done.
You know, we don't go see a lot of animated movies like that at the theater.
No.
Was it just me, or is it just because it's Pixar and 3D? But that is incredible.
It's beautiful.
It is, isn't it?
Beautiful. It's so, like, after a while you get wrapped up in the story and you're not paying as much attention to the beauty of it, but then they would show something and you'd just be like, oh, wow, like her imaginary friend and how he was made out of cotton candy. It was just, I mean, it was fantastic. It really was.
What do we do now?
Nothing's working. Why isn't it working?
We have a major problem.
Oh, I wish Joy was here.
We can fix this. We just have to get back to headquarters.
That's long-term memory. You could get lost in there.
Think positive.
Okay. I'm positive you will get lost in there.
Was that?
Was it a bear?
There are no bears in San Francisco.
I saw a really hairy guy. He looked like a bear.
This place is huge. Imagination Land?
No way. Dream Productions?
Rainbow Unicorn?
She's right there.
I loved you in Fairy Dream Adventure Part 7. Okay, bye. I love you.
Yeah, they go through, like, dreams, and they throw out, you know,
like
there's a whole
subconscious.
Yeah, there's a whole production part of your brain that they're, you know, like a movie studio that's producing these dumb dreams and funny dreams.
Yeah.
It's a very creative movie.
It is. And I'm sure that, I mean, it's Pixar.
Yeah.
They don't do anything half-ass.
I don't think so.
And I bet that the science behind this is sound.
The subconscious where all the scary stuff was, that was fun.
I bet that all of this is based on solid psychology.
There was a lot of things you catch, which is we all do this, things we had as a kid, like where they... basically destroy old dreams and old memories after a point. Mm-hmm. Of course we don't remember everything. I mean,
that made me feel better, okay? Because I feel bad sometimes that I don't remember much from being a kid.
Gosh, I don't remember much either.
And
bits and pieces. And even that is probably not what we were really, not really what happened.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's from our point of view. That's all we have.
Right.
And I thought this movie did a great job of kind of showing that, because it's from her, the main point, the main story is from Riley, the main character's point of view, but it also slips into the minds of the mom and the dad. And
Yeah.
We can't focus on what's going wrong. There's always a way to turn things around.
I love this music too, by the way. I love Boston.
Broccoli.
Congratulations, San Francisco. You've ruined pizza.
Lewis Black did a great job as Angel too.
Who's the birthday girl?
So anyway, there you go.
So
two adults went to see a Pixar movie today and bawled our eyes out.
And it was fantastic.
Yeah, I don't, 8 or 9 on my scale, I can't imagine.
I'm going to give it a solid 9. That's one of the better movies we've seen in the last year.
It is.
It's really, really solid, good.
You know, I was thinking today, and I know it depends upon, I guess, just your point of view in general, but for the most part, you know, most movies we review on here, we talk about, we go see, we end up giving at least 6 or 7.
Yeah.
There's rarely a dud. And maybe that's because we know
we're picky.
We like. Well, no, I think it makes us the opposite. Well, I guess not the opposite. What I'm trying to say is when people complain that there's no good movies out there, movies, and I hear this once in a while from older people, there's just no good movies anymore. Shit, there's 10 good movies a month.
Yeah, usually it's hard to pick which one we'll go see because we don't go to see two or three in a week. We might see one every other week, usually. Yeah.
And we'll get once in a while. I mean, I'm sure I can find some problems with some movies. They're not all like nines and tens.
No.
But at the same time, for the most part, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think these movies are just fantastic. When I see a kid movie like that today, that gives me hope that maybe kids are picking up something from some of these movies that maybe helps them in life
yeah.
a little bit.
Me too.
Surely, to God, the kids leaving this, surely their parents must, you know, this is a whole lesson about not running away and controlling your emotions. Don't let your emotions, the too much of the negative ones control you too much, things like that.
Mm. I thought it was a very good movie. The lesson I got from it wasn't like, don't let your emotions control you. The lesson for me was all of your emotions are important.
Oh, well, that was too. I mean, yeah, what you said is more important, but
it could be used to teach
a lot. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, when a parent's coming out of the movie with their kids, I can totally see them. Like, now you see what can happen if you, mm-hmm. if you're too angry all the time and just totally, you know, I can just see.
Well, now do you see why something. I get angry sometimes and, you know, can you forgive me for that? You know, that would be, I would love for my parents to have said something like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a phenomenal movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Loved it.
So adult. Oh, and I like when they throw a little adult humor in there too. Like the guy said, "There's no bears in San Francisco."
I saw a hairy guy. He could have been a bear.
Or look like a bear. That's funny.
Yeah.
Totally over kids' heads.
They're never going to pick that up.
And right later in life, they'll go back and like, "Oh, I didn't catch that. That movie was funnier."
Yeah. There wasn't a whole lot of that.
Not a lot. I tried to look for stuff. You know, there had to be a million Easter eggs in that movie.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
Little things. I bet somewhere in that was, what was the Toy Story character? The cowboy?
Andy?
Whatever. Andy and Buzz Lightyear, I'll guarantee you are in there somewhere.
Yeah.
In their subconscious, one of those memories.
Oh, yeah, or Monsters, Inc. And I mean, there's, I think they put Nemo in a lot of stuff. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no, I didn't see it. I was overwhelmed. I really was. Like, it was just silly, but I'll probably want to rent it on DVD one of these days and watch it again. That was the other thing that we watched this weekend. We did finally get to watch Guardians of the Galaxy again. Stitcher station so much that...
Slacker.
Slacker.
Yeah, yeah. But
my bad.
Oh no! Well, it's close. The Guardians of the Galaxy was great. I don't want to spend too much time on it because we reviewed it already. But it was as good as I remember.
Yeah,
that. Yeah, it was excellent.
We had one relaxing evening. We're finally moved, settled in, starting to kind of enjoy just being home a little bit again. So we rented a movie now that we know how to use Redbox.
Yeah, now we're in the 20th century.
Yeah, we're old.
We have Apple TV now. That's nice, too.
That is nice, too. I like that a lot.
I think we found the video channel. I think us old people finally found the channel that plays music videos now.
It's Vevo, isn't it?
It's Vevo. On Apple TV. It's a whole channel of nothing but music videos.
And occasionally a little commercial thrown in.
Yeah.
But they just keep playing.
For free.
It's fantastic.
And what you paid for that box? You said it was like $65.
I think so. I think it was $59. But
okay, whatever. And then from there on, free.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
That is a damn good deal.
It really is. It really is. So
I really Apple. And I swear it's not just because cheapskates. You know, we could afford cable if we wanted. I swear we could. I really truly just think it's almost wasteful.
I want to go ahead and buy a subscription to HBO.
I want the app.
But the rest of it, because you just sit for hours and surf and you never really watch anything. It's so unsatisfying.
Well, we can surf on this. You've already paid. That's where it starts sounding like I am being cheap. But it's really not all about the money. It's just over excess that you would never in a million years use all that.
Yeah.
Of the most basic cables, $80, $100.
Yes, it is.
That's without anything. And we wouldn't watch 2 hours a night. This Apple box TV or Roku or whatever your box of choice is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't see why everybody just doesn't cut the cord at this point.
I think some of it is habit, and people with kids, like, they need like the Disney and the Nickelodeon and things like that to babysit kids.
They've got stuff like that on these Roku and there's channels for it.
And they should really look into that.
Yeah. You know, you're right. When you said these patterns, and we all get in these patterns that we just do things automatically and it's hard to break. And I try hard to examine things like that and not just do things out of habit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember cell phones at first. I was one of the first people that I know of to like, why do I have a home phone then? And I remember somebody I was talking about at work, or somebody came over, I didn't have a phone. They're like, you mean you don't have a phone? I'm like, yeah, it's right here. It's called a cell phone. Well, what are you going to do if that doesn't? I'm like, I don't know. What are you going to do if that landline doesn't work? I mean, at some point, this is repetitive silliness.
Yeah.
And now most people have done that. But you know what? I have a ton of customers. Again, I want to pick on the older people. It seems like I pick on a lot. But they just get set in their ways. I have a ton of old people who still will not get rid of their phone. They have a cell phone.
But they still keep their phone.
Still keep that land phone. Just can't get away from it.
They're
going to
die off, and then there's going to be no more of that. But honestly,
not that it's the end of the world.
Honestly, where I moved from, they still don't have cell phone service.
Well, now that's
it's
different.
It's so deep in the damn holler.
Well, you're right. Now that's different. If you don't have cell phone service, then of course.
But I kind of enjoyed that because I hit the top of that mountain, and it's gone. Like, once I started down the side of that mountain, like, nobody could get me on my cell phone anymore. So I could give business contacts my cell phone number.
Yeah.
And then once I was home, I was free.
Yeah,
there's a certain freedom to that. Well, I do miss that. There is a certain freedom to just being done with that leash at the end of the day.
Gosh, do you remember back in the day? I'm 45. I can barely remember as a kid we had a damn party line.
I don't think we ever actually had one.
A party line, for anybody listening, was like in our holler. Us hillbillies, we really are hillbillies.
We are.
Well, yeah, anybody can tell from our accent, but shit, anyway. You know, up this road, this almost dirt road, it kind of was blacktop, but kind of not. There was 7 or 8 houses within a 3 or 4 mile stretch.
Yep. And you all shared the same line.
All shared the same phone line. When one person picked up, every person on that road, all 5 or 6 of them,
could hear anything you said.
Yep. And you couldn't use a phone as they were on it.
Yeah. So it was really hard to get Ethel off the phone.
It was. And inevitably, somebody would get aggravated, of course, if somebody was on there too long. And everybody tried to be nice because they were your neighbors.
Yeah.
And there's a little farm, you know, a little farm country community, but...
Oh, and there's always some gossip up the holler that wants to talk all night long.
Of course.
So, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've come from that to cell phones now.
Well, all right. This is more recent. I used to live near my aunt, and she was just world-class nosy. World-class nosy. And I would get, a cordless phone. Because we didn't have cell phone reception. I'd have a cordless phone sitting out on my counter. She'd come over and visit. And the next time I'd get on my phone, I could hear her daughter on the line. I'd be like, what the hell? You know, my phone would be picking up their phone. Like, I'd go up there and she'd bought a phone just like mine. So I ended up with 4 or 5 different phones before I finally got smart and left one on the counter in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And had one in the back bedroom that was totally different phone, different channel and everything. And she didn't see the phone. She wouldn't go buy another phone.
She was doing it to be nosy.
Because I was,
Damn.
because I was single and I would go down to the bar every now and then. And she just wanted to know what the heck I was doing. She was living vicariously through me, I believe. So,
dang.
But I was getting tired of hearing my cousin, like, on the phone with, you know, her friends. And all they ever talked about was, like, how much everybody else sucked. It's kind of sad, really.
Just like today.
They were teenagers, you know. So,
and remember when you did have the cordless, like, that was the greatest invention ever.
Yes. Yes,
up until then, there was a line, a physical cord running from the phone, that the receiver to your ear.
Yes.
To the main thing. With this rotary thing, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Oh,
God,
remember sitting by the desk?
Old.
You had to sit by the desk and talk to somebody?
We were in caveman times.
No, we weren't. We had telephones. We were not in caveman times.
Gosh. I mean, you got your own phone in your own room. That was one of the biggest steps of my life, I think,
oh,
about
what
being
about dial-up
a
internet?
Little more independent.
Oh. Dial-up internet.
Dial-up internet, yeah.
Yeah.
Still on a landline phone, and he had the whole, everybody's made fun of it a million times.
Yeah. Trying to get something.
Yep.
And you had to work for porn back then. It took forever to load, didn't it?
Of course, yeah.
Anything too.
That's been talked about forever by every comedian that's ever, whatever.
It was true.
But they're right. That's right. You get a little bit of it at a time, and you get a third of a picture over 30 seconds, you might, after a minute, you might actually see the whole picture.
And then, here comes somebody, you got to close it down.
You had to pick and choose wisely. You wouldn't pick on, you know, randomly. Now you can just pick on any picture, like, that's all right. Nah, I want this one. Nah, that girl's this. Nah, that. You know, but then it was like you actually read the file name, you know, what the source was. Is this?
Damn it! They tricked me!
Exactly. Damn it, there's a star over the hoo-ha again. Damn it.
Sorry for the hoo-ha. Oh.
Or whatever it might be.
Oh, babe.
Oh, well, it won't matter. It's all going to hell tomorrow anyway. So.
Absolutely. What's going on? Tell me about it.
The stock market's going to crash and the whole world's going to the zombie apocalypse soon, so don't worry about it. I hate to end a show on a sort of a negative note, but it's just this whole Greece thing is making me nervous. I'll just say it.
It is making you nervous.
It
I
is.
Can tell.
Well, it's making China nervous too. When there's headlines in the news that what was that headline? China rolls out emergency measures to stop stock market crash. All right. That doesn't sound good in the whole scheme of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when one country decides to say, nah, we're not going to pay your bills, you know.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Yeah.
And for anybody following this, I don't be too boring about it. But it's kind of interesting. Greece, you know, in Europe, they form this, whatever they even call themselves, this
European Union.
Yes. League of Nations, their own little union of nations in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And Greece is one of them. And they all use the same currency, euro. They've all, you know, used to.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day, everybody had their own money. And now they're
yes,
all.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Greece, and I don't know the whole details, but basically Greece, they're in financial trouble. They've been in financial trouble for years.
Yeah.
And I don't know where you would go from there, from this. What they, all the measures they've done to try to get them back on track.
Mm-hmm.
But bottom line is, Greece is going to pull them all down into a depression if they don't do something.
Okay.
So they've restructured loans, tried to get them to repay apparently debt. It's almost like you got to treat this country as a person.
Yeah.
Like Greece has borrowed money from the whole credit union as a whole.
Okay.
Or the whole, you know, the whole Europe.
Yes. Okay. So they've gone to like some kind of central bank.
Yeah. Some central bank of Europe, and they've lent them money after money, and then they've drawn up things saying, okay, look, you know, you're basically in financial ruin, bankruptcy kind of thing. You know, we're going to restructure your debt so that you can repay us. And they're like, okay, we'll do that.
Then
they don't, or something happens. And it's to the point now where Greece is to the point where they're saying, look, they had a big vote today on whether they were going to accept this latest thing from these union, from this union to pay them back, or whether they were going to give them the middle finger and say, fuck you, we don't have any more money, we're not paying you back, you're asking us to make more cuts to have enough money to pay you back, you're asking us to raise our taxes, cut our services, do everything just to pay you back your money. And Greece said, fuck you, we're not doing it anymore. And in a way, I admire that. But in a way, Greece got themselves into that situation. Yeah. So it's a very complicated
issue. It is. And I mean, do they just let them do that?
They're going to have an emergency meeting tomorrow or Tuesday of all these countries and their banking system on what to do now. Because Greece has closed down all their banks. I read today, you're allowed to draw $66 a day out of ATMs per person. And every bank in Greece is closed, so you can't take your money out.
Yeah.
Period. They've got 25% unemployment rate in Greece. That's the same as America in the Great Depression, by the way. At the height of the Great Depression,
that was what we were going
We were at 25% unemployment rate. So, so imagine that, going through the Depression. You owe, let's just say America, and you we owed Canada and Mexico billions and billions and billions of dollars that was incomprehensible to ever be able to repay. You're at the height of the Depression, and you have a vote on, do we just go rogue and tell these people fuck off, or do we accept some another thing where they want us to raise our taxes and make us even worse financially? And they all just said, fuck you, we're not doing it. They all said no. 60% of that country voted no.
I honestly don't know. I don't know how they got in that situation.
I don't either. I don't know all that, but I know where they are now.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like a person, and I'm all for, by any means, people repaying their debt.
Yes.
I hate people that would take this option, but there is a one in a million, no other choice to it about declaring bankruptcy and wiping the slate clean.
Yeah.
And it just seems like if this union over there of countries really wants to succeed, they're going to have to do something to allow them to either wipe the slate clean, or Greece is just going to, they're going to pull out of this.
Yeah.
And if they pull out, other countries sooner or later
will too.
Right. When something bad happens, France is going to be the same way. They're going to be like, well, screw you then. I'm not going to do it. And they're going to pull out too. It's going to be all or nothing. I feel like this is a big thing in history now that we're watching.
And I think it's hard for us as Americans to even wrap our heads around Europe sometimes, because I've never been to Europe. I haven't traveled there, but I've talked to enough Europeans. Like, they travel country to country like we do state to state here.
You know, I was just going to say, I think it would be almost like Europe is trying to do and model like the United States.
Yeah.
I think, in a weird way.
But they're really keeping their states' rights, you know, like.
Right. Correct. But imagine if the state of Kentucky decided to secede from the United States again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what Greece is doing from this league of countries that have all gotten together and all formed this, they call it the European Union. They can do whatever, they call it whatever they want to, but basically they're trying to form one country of Europe.
Yeah.
In a way.
In a way. I mean, they still have their head of state.
They definitely have their own money. I mean, again, it's kind of like the United States. Imagine if every state in America had its own money.
Oh, it'd be a mess.
Right. Well, that's kind of what they're getting ready to go through here.
Have you heard rumors of Texas, like, talking about seceding from?
You know, I hear that once in a while, and that's preposterous.
It is.
Dummies popping off. There's no real legislative branch. It's going to, of course, that's silly.
Pull out of.
No, of course not. But I don't know. And then, like I said, I see things on China taking measures. Our stock market last week, after the day after one of these Greece, Oh, it was the day after Greece defaulted on its loan. You know, they have all these dates, and Greece defaulted on payments and stopped paying them back on a certain day.
Yeah.
Our stock market fell 350 points that day. The biggest fall all year, in a year.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is going to be a very interesting day.
It will.
On financial things, I think. But you know what? I get fooled on this stuff like everybody else. Then it'll be up. It'll be up tremendously tomorrow. I'll be like, how the hell did that happen? Nobody can predict financial shit.
No. No, you really can't. And I don't even try to. You know, I've got 401k and everything, but that's years off, so I'm not even going to worry about it.
There's
nothing you can do about it right now.
Well, and that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, everything in the world says you can't time the market for just what I just said.
Yeah.
Like I would bet the farm tomorrow, Monday, July the 6th, is the day the market will drop 400 points or more. If I had an individual stock of something, we're all in mutual funds too, but if I had an individual stock in something, you know, Merck, Pfizer or something, I would, the second that damn thing opens, I'd sell it.
See, and there's going to be a lot of people doing that.
Well, and that's why, but with that being said, at the end of the day tomorrow, and I'm
recording this. There's going to be a lot of people this, jumping up and buying it.
Exactly. It could be the greatest day ever.
We don't know how this is going to affect us.
Well, I know when China starts doing shit, that's the second biggest economy in the world.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. But we are so in bed with China financially.
Well, that's what I think's going to...
You know, but...
And their market, apparently, according to the article I read, China's been slowly, they've been kind of been drugged down into this. They're about to
Does Greece owe China a lot?
I don't know if it's Greece or it's just kind of the way the whole world's kind of going right now to a point. I don't know. Yeah. I just feel, I don't know, just getting nervous. Something's happening.
I'm not going to get that nervous. Sorry, Hank. That's just going to have to be on you. I'll watch some cat videos and feel okay about it.
Exactly. We need to watch Mittens jumping up and...
Sorry. I'm
taking a bath.
Warped. No, just totally warped.
No, I know. I mean, all you can do is you keep investing. You don't worry about it. We got 20, 30 years to go.
Exactly.
I get it. But still, you can't help but watch it a little bit when you...
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's going to be interesting, but...
So we'll see.
Damn, we're pretty isolated, and I think important, but I just don't think it's going to be something that's going to, who knows, maybe it's the butterfly wings that change the world.
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe it's just a blip.
Yeah, exactly. No way to know.
No, So I'm not going to get bent out of shape about it.
Nah, I won't get too bent out of shape, but I don't know. It's, like I said, it's making me nervous. Something I'm going to watch for a while.
All right.
Gotcha. We'll
keep you updated on that.
Yes. We'll see how it goes. So anyway, Petra, hillbillynerdtalk.com.
That's where you can find us, and you can follow links to Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest.
And all that good stuff. Find our articles that we're going to have links. In fact, if you will subscribe to our show notes on our website, all you do is enter your email address. We'll send your show notes for free.
Absolutely.
Each week.
We'd be happy to.
Petra types them right up.
Doesn't take long.
It's nice, though.
It is nice to do that.
You know, that's like a blog. It's basically a blog. Somebody delivering you a blog every week for free.
That's pretty cool. I want to try that one of these days, like blogging something else besides.
Well, you can. Anything you want.
I might. All right, everybody. We're getting off of here. We're not going to drag this on anymore, and we'll talk to you next week.